إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we thank him for his favors upon us. We continue tonight reading the explanation of the 40 hadith from Al-Minha al-Rabbaniya, a book by our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. And we're going to continue reading the explanation of the hadith number 24. The hadith that is narrated by Abi Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. Once again, I'm going to go ahead and read the hadith because the explanation is going to be on this hadith. عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال: يا عبادي، إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا، يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهديكم، فاستهدوني أي اسألوا اطلبوا مني الهداية، يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم، يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم، يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم، يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني، يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا، يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا، يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر، يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها، فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. رواه مسلم رحمه الله. So in this hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih on the authority of Abi Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and is that among the sayings he relates from his Lord. And this is a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray except for those I have guided. So seek guidance of me and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed. So seek food of me and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing of me and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not attain harm in me, so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefit in me, so as to benefit me. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, thou would not decrease thou what I have, any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I reckon up for you, and then reward you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. We continue today, tonight, reading the explanation of our noble Shaykh. Qala Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullah, Wallahu ta'ala harrama al-dhulma ala nafsihi, يعني منع نفسه من الظلم لأنه لا يليق به سبحانه وتعالى لا يليق به أن يظلم. He says in this hadith, Allah has made dhulm, oppression, forbidden upon himself. It is not befitting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to oppress the creation. فلا يعذب أحدا بغير عمله لا يعذب أحدا إلا بعمل إلا بما عمل وهذا هو العدل. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish anyone unless that person performed and done something that he or she deserves to be punished for. Allah never punished someone just like that without those people deserves to be punished by them subjecting themselves to that. He said, this is the justice, this is the adl. أَمَّا لَوْ عَذَّبَهُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ لَمْ يَعْمَلْهُ فَهَذَا ظُلْمٌ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مُنَزَّهٌ عَنْهُ لِقَوْلِهِ إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. The Shaykh says, as for if Allah would to punish someone for something they didn't do, then this is considered oppression. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above, too exalted and free from this, to oppress people and punish them for things they didn't do. Because in this hadith, Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. I have forbidden oppression for myself. وَقَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ أي بين العباد مُحَرَّمًا. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, and I have made it forbidden amongst you, meaning amongst his servants, among the servants of Allah. He's made it forbidden. حرم الله الظلم وأخبر أنه يأخذ الظالمين ويهلكهم ولو طالت المدة ولو طال العهد. الله سبحانه وتعالى يمهل الكافرين ثم إذا أخذهم لا يفلتهم سبحانه وتعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى made ظلم to oppress one another, to wrong people, whether in their wealth, in their blood, in their honor, in their properties, by killing people, by taking their properties, destroying it, backbiting people, talking bad about them. All of this, it's haram. Okay? But these things happen by Allah's will. These things happen, yes. People do oppress one another. Some people kill each other for no reasons, for no valid reasons. People destroy other people's properties. People wrong others. People steal other people's properties. People backbite each other, fight one another. This happens. But this is dhulm. It has to be looked as dhulm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informed us that He deals with the oppressors and with the tyrants. Doesn't matter, they may go for a while and oppress the people for a while, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always deal with them, with the oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَيُهْلِكُهُمْ and He destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in this life, before the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ibrahim. Ayah 42 of Surah Ibrahim, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Consider not that Allah is unaware of what the ظالمون they do. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. But he gives them respite up to a day when the eyes will stare in horror. نعم. فمهما ظلم الإنسان وتمادى فإنه لا بد أن يواجه ويلاقي ظلمه عاجلا أو آجلا. Doesn't matter. When a person oppresses others and persists, continue to do so, be excessive actually in oppressing the people. Allah knows that. Allah knows that this person is oppressing the people. That person will face his evil actions. It's a must. If it's not today, tomorrow. And we have examples from some tyrants who've been oppressing the people in so many ways. But alhamdulillah, at the end, Allah took them and destroyed them.
In this life.
No, no. We've seen what happened to them in this life. Allah destroyed them, disgraced them. But the believer, he's patient, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah for relief, for protection, for help and for aid. And the believer always does what pleasing to Allah. Not just because when a person is oppressed, he's going to go and oppress and fall into dhulm too. No. If you are oppressed, you're always going to follow the means that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ رضي الله عنه واتق دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. A portion, the Shaykh mentioned a portion of this hadith, the hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim رحمهم الله, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent معاذ بن جبل to Yemen to call the people to Islam, to Tawheed. And of course, the first thing he said to him, فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ Tawheed. Let the first thing you call them to is Tawheed. To worship Allah, because that's what they created for. They created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that which he told him, he warned him, he says, and be aware of the invocation of the oppressed one amongst them. Meaning, do not oppress them, because if the oppressed make dua against you, that invocation has nothing between it and between Allah. Nothing stands between the invocation of the one who's been oppressed. SubhanAllah. That's why the one who's oppressing the people knows this, he should stop immediately. Because when the one who's been oppressed and been wronged in any way make dua and invoke Allah, that invocation, subhanAllah, goes straight. There is nothing that stands between it and between Allah. Now you'll find, if one person is making dua against you, that's enough. What about those who have millions of people making dua against him? People in salat, in sujood, making dua against him, complaining against that person. They fast Monday and Thursday and make dua. They get up in the night, subhanAllah, make dua against that person. La ilaha illallah. SubhanAllah. That's why some of the Salaf, when they are oppressed and they don't say anything to that person who's cursing them at that moment and yelling and destroying their property, and they say, this is not the moment to do anything. Where they do it? In sujood. When they are in sujood, they complain to Allah. Subhanallah. Yeah, subhanallah. They do it in the last third of the night. Not now. You can say everything in a parking lot. Keep talking. They get up in the last third of the night and make dua. La ilaha illa. Now here he says, look, when he mentioned this hadith, this portion of this hadith, the Shaykh he mentioned, of Mu'ad, when the Prophet ﷺ, after he gave him how to give da'wah, and that hadith, by the way, is a great hadith in how to give da'wah, principles of giving da'wah, how to give it, where you start, what you call the people first, and the like. And also he warned him, he says, be aware of the invocation and the supplication of the oppressed one. Meaning, do not oppress people, because they will make dua against you. The Shaykh, he says, سَوَاءً كَانَ الْمَظْلُومُ مُسْلِمًا أَوْ كَافِرًا. Subhanallah. Shaykh Fawzan, he says, this doesn't matter. The one who's been oppressed, doesn't matter if he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. And this is very important. Some Muslims, they like, look, if you oppress non-Muslim, it's okay. Some Muslims, they may be under this, whatever you may call it, the impression that it's haram to steal from a Muslim. Haram, akhi, taqillah. But they can steal from non-Muslim. They say, no, stealing from non-Muslim, it's okay. It's okay, he's non-Muslim. It's not permissible. Some people, yeah, they say, oh, backbiting a Muslim is haram. You talk to about the brother? But the backbiting non-Muslim, they think it's okay. Well, it's not the case. It's not permissible to oppress anyone. The Shaykh says, even if that person is a non-Muslim. لا يجوز ظلم أحد حتى الكفار لا يجوز ظلمهم. Shaykh said, it is not permissible to wrong and to oppress anyone, period, including the non-Muslims, the disbelievers. We're not allowed as Muslims to oppress them just because they are non-Muslims. No. They are non-Muslims, that's one thing. To oppress them in their wealth, to destroy their properties, or to cause them harm in their lives or honor, no. It's not permissible. And from this you know that the Al-Qaeda and what they do, you know, Bin Laden and all of them, what they do is not permissible and it's not from Islam. Even if them they say, no, we're doing it for Allah, for jihad, that's not from Islam what they do. They kill innocent people. They hijack plane and cause terror. That's oppression. When you cause people to be terrified and frightened, that's oppression. Taking their wealth, that's oppression. And killing them is even worse. And that's not from Islam. Even though they say, look, they're non-Muslims. That's not from our deen, that's not from our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 8, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. And let not the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Even if you hate others, still have to be just. Still have to be just. Be just. That is nearer to piety. And fear Allah. Verily Allah is well acquainted with what you do. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله ودعاء المظلوم مستجاب ولو كان كافرا ودعاء المظلوم مستجاب ولو كان كافرا. He says the invocation of the one who's been oppressed is answered by Allah even that person be a disbeliever. Subhanallah. A disbeliever, Allah answered his invocation if he's oppressed. Yeah, subhanallah. So now we have to learn about these things. And you may be in the company of someone who thinks like, look, destroying properties of non-Muslims is okay. or taking, stealing from, he works for a non-Muslim and he steals. And he's not serious about his job. That's not Muslims, man. Come on. If they were Muslims, yes. But no, they are non-Muslims. It's not permissible. It's not permissible. وَدُعَاءُ الْمَظْلُومِ مُسْتَجَابٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِرًا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَا يَرْضَ بِالظُّلْمِ وَالتَّعَدِّي. The invocation of the one who's been oppressed and wronged is answered by Allah, even if that person is a non-Muslim. He says, because Allah is not pleased with oppression. Allah is not pleased with it, to oppress others. وَقَوْلُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ فَلَا تَظَالَمُ. Now we're gonna read to you his explanation on the statement of Allah. So do not oppress one another. Do not cause harm and wrong one to another. قال أي لا يظلم بعضكم بعضا. هذا تحذير من الله سبحانه وتعالى من تظالم العباد. So this is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the servants should not oppress one another. They should not wrong one another. وقد حذر الله من الظلم في كتابه في آيات كثيرة. وتوعد الظالمين وضرب لنا الأمثلة للظلمة الذين أخذهم الله عز وجل تحذيرا لنا من الظلم. The Shaykh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us against this despicable characteristic, which is dhulm, oppression, to oppress others and to wrong them. Allah warned us against this in many ayats in His book. And Allah has prepared severe punishment for those who are oppressors. Yet in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned examples of those tyrants and oppressors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized them and Allah destroyed them. Why Allah bring these examples? So that they serve as a lesson. Like the example of the Pharaoh, Fir'aun, and Namrud, Qarun, and many others who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us their stories in the Quran. وَمِنْ عَادَثِ الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّهُ ظَلُومٌ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. And the Shaykh says, to oppress is from the human nature, except from those that Allah saved them out of His mercy. It's from nature, the human nature, to oppress one another. Allah tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 72, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, about the human being. But man, verily he was unjust to himself and ignorant. أَيْنَمْ ظَلُومٌ, unjust. إِلَّا مَنْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِالدِّينِ وَالْإِيمَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَتَطَهَرُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْخَصْلَةِ. The Shaykh said, this is except for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confer upon them guidance to this deen of Islam and to iman and to act upon it correctly. And therefore, by a person holding firm to the deen of Allah and applying it, that person purify himself and protect themselves from this despicable characteristic, which is dhulm, which is dhulm. ثم ذكر بيتا شعريا للمتنبي والظلم من شيم النفوس فإن تجد ذا عفة فلعلة لا يظلم. قال سبحانه يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. So before we go to the next paragraph, so now it's very important for us to remember and to take lesson that the dhulm is haram. We do not oppress people. And remember, person can oppress himself by not purifying himself. Okay? By not giving himself in that which will purify it. Person will oppress himself by ignorance. Stay ignorant. Not knowing the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah. And also we do not oppress others. Their honor, we don't talk bad about them. In their blood, in their properties. Do not oppress people, because Allah is not pleased with dhulm. We be patient. Just because somebody oppresses you, you're going to go and oppress his father. As ignorance they do. When somebody did something to them, they go to his family members, anybody that come in the way, and they oppress him, and they're like, we're even. No, you're not even. You don't oppress people. Deal with the matter in a way that is pleasing to Allah. Take your rights, but in a ways that are pleasing to Allah. Just because you've been oppressed, now you're going to do it your way? You're a servant of Allah. Any action we're supposed to do, we need to think, I got to do it, but I have to do that which is pleasing to Allah, because that's how I'm going to get rewarded. A lot of people, they don't know this. Just because they are being wronged, and then they justify their wrong because of that. They go and wrong somebody, and they're like, well, you see what he did? Well, that was wrong what they did. You're not supposed to do the same thing. So we elevate ourselves. And we be patient. But still you can ask for your rights. But in the ways and the mirror by following means that are legislated and that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dhulm is forbidden. And Allah commands us not to oppress one another, not to harm one another, not to wrong one another. And this is very important. This is something that we have to remember and to understand. Because a lot of non-Muslims, they think that Islam is a religion of terrorism and chaos and killing and blood. And tell them, no, that's haram. Allah made that forbidden upon himself and made it forbidden upon us. We don't do these things. They say, but he did it. Oh, he's wrong. That's not from Islam. We're not saying that Muslims are not doing this. Okay? No, they did it. If it's proven that they did it, and they are Muslims, okay, they did it. We're not going to defend them just because they're Muslims. We don't do that. We don't defend those who commit wrong and harm the people. So they're Muslims? No, they can't do that. They're our brothers. No, we say, okay, is it proved that there is proof that they did it? They did it. Is it from Islam? No, it's not. It's not from Islam. Well, are they Muslims? Well, it doesn't matter if they're Muslims or not. That's not from Islam, because Islam is against oppression, is against dhulm, and that's dhulm, and that's oppression, and it's not from Islam. Why these Muslims are doing it? You ask them. But one thing we want you to understand, that Islam is free from the actions of those people. Okay, hijacking, kidnapping, killing, destroying properties, all of this is not permissible in Islam. Are you serious? Yes, that's what it is. Really? Yes. Where? Here is the ayat, here is a hadith. Actually, Allah made this forbidden upon himself and forbidden upon the servants. So why Muslims do this? Well, that's different, because not everybody applies the same thing. Those are bad Muslims. You know, and they apply, they follow their desires. They do not follow Islam. Yes, we agree with you that their actions are despicable and evil, acts of terrorism, but they are not from Islam. We want you to understand that. Yes, what they do, killing people, hijacking, bombing a whole bus full of loaded of innocent people, that's wrong. That's terrorism. That's a crime. That's a despicable act. We agree with you. But is it from Islam just because Muslims are behind it? That's why we want you to understand it is not from Islam. Even though Muslims are behind it. And that's oppression. And our religion command us and forbade us actually to oppress others, even if they are non-Muslims. Ayna. And this way the people, they will understand what's Islam and what's not. Now they panicking, they think whenever they see a Muslim, they think he's going to do something to me. Now we talk to them and we explain to them that we are against all of these actions because they are not from Islam. Even some Muslims claim that this is what pleasing to Allah. We says no, we have texts that Allah hates these actions. So those people are liars. Whatever they do, it is not from Islam. Even they claim that they are doing it for Islam, for jihad. No, they don't. This is not jihad. Those actions are not from jihad. And those actions are not from Islam. InshaAllah ta'ala. ثم قال Allah, now the Shaykh is going to explain the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, Ya ibadi, kullukum dallun illa man hadaytu, fastahduni ahdikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all my servants, all of you are astray, except for those I have guided. So seek guidance of me, and I shall guide you. So seek guidance of me, and I shall guide you. قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى كل العباد ضالون عن الحق إلا من هداه الله. So all of the servants of Allah, they are misguided and astray from the truth, except from those that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has guided them to the truth. أي دله وأرشده إلى الحق وثبته. Everybody is misguided, don't know what the truth is, except from those that Allah guide them to it and keep them firm upon it. فلولا هداية الله سبحانه وتعالى بإرسال الرسل وإنزال الكتب ونصب الأدلة للناس لبقوا في ضلالهم ولكن الله من رحمته بهم هداهم بإرسال الرسل وإنزال الكتب ودلهم وأرشدهم ووفقهم وثبتهم. So it has not been for the fact that Allah has guided His servants by why? By what? By sending messengers. That's how the people are guided to the haqq. A person not just gonna know the haqq just like that. By sending the messengers who they call the people to the haqq, to the truth. And by revealing books. In these books there is proofs, adillah. Has it not been for this ni'mah of Allah, the people will remain upon misguidance. They will not know what the truth is. They will remain upon misguidance. But from the mercy of Allah, upon His servant that He has guided them, and grant them tawfiq and success to be upon the truth, and he gave them firmness upon it. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله والهداية على قسمين. الهداية, guidance is two types. There's two types of guidance, and this is very important for us to understand this. It's going to help us a lot. Guidance is two types. الأول هداية بمعنى البيان والإرشاد, هداية الدلالة والإرشاد. والثانية هداية التوفيق والقبول. The first type of guidance is the guidance of بيان وإرشاد. The first type of guidance is related to making matters clear. This is what you're supposed to be upon, and this is what you're supposed to avoid. Things are made clear. And this happened to everyone, alhamdulillah. فَاللَّهُ قَدْ هَدَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْكُفَّارِ بِمَعْنَى أَنَّهُ بَيِّنَ لَهُمْ وَأَرْشَدَهُمْ وَدَلَّهُمْ عَلَى الصَّوَابِ بِإِرْسَالِ الرُّسُلِ وَإِنْزَالِ الْكُتُبِ. In this first type, under this first type of guidance, Allah has guided all mankind, the believers and the disbelievers. See, now if I just said this and say, Allah has guided everyone, the believers and disbelievers, what you like, wait a minute. Somebody who's not with us, not following, he may be confused. So what do you mean Allah guided the disbelievers? The disbelievers are not guided. Are they? Are the disbelievers upon guidance? No, they are not. But what does it mean? Allah has guided the believers and the disbelievers. Somebody know? Huh?
He led the truth to be known to all.
Ahsant. Ahsant. That the truth is known to all of them. Okay? The truth was known to all of them. And that's what the Shaykh says. Allah has guided all mankind, the believers and the disbelievers. What does it mean, Allah guided? Meaning, He made clear to them the truth. What is right, that they should be following it. By the way of sending messengers. The messengers that were sent to mankind, follow the truth. Of course, some people they accept, some they don't. That's what we're going to learn in the second type of guidance. By sending the messengers and revealing to them books, that's what this is how Allah guide all mankind. They knew the truth. They were invited to the Haqq. The Haqq has been made clear to them. Because that's the job of the messengers. They call to the Haqq, and this is what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 38 in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Then whenever there comes to you guidance from me, this is the guidance. Okay? Sending books and messengers. Whenever there comes to you guidance from me, the truth will come to you. What you're supposed to be upon. And whoever follows my guidance, there shall be no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. Nor shall they grieve. And in Surah Fussilat, Ayah 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. And as for Thamud, we guided them. How? We showed and made clear to them the path of the truth, Islamic monotheism, through our messenger. But they preferred blindness to guidance. We guide them, but they, by making clear to them the truth, but they, the one that should choose blindness over guidance. Now, قال الشيخ فهديناهم يعني دللناهم على الإيمان وعلى الطريق الصحيح لكنهم لم يقبلوا الهدى بل استحبوا العمى على الهدى وهذه هي الهداية العامة تحصل لكل الناس. He says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we guided them, Thamud, we have guided them. Somebody who don't know this difference is like, Thamud, they were destroyed. They were not guided, you see. If we don't know that there is two types of guidance, we will say, somebody will say, how they were guided and then they were destroyed? They were guided, meaning they were called to the truth. The truth was made clear to them. That's how they were guided.
They didn't accept it.
But they were guided to Iman, to faith, to the path that is straight. The right path was made clear to them. But they didn't accept it. لَمْ يَقْبَلُوا الْهُدَىٰ They reject guidance. Rather, they prefer blindness to stay blind upon guidance. So this is the general meaning of guidance. وَأَمَّا أَنَّوْعَ الثَّانِي هِدَايَةً خَاسَةً But this is specific guidance, type of guidance. هِدَايَةُ التَّوْفِيقُ وَالْقَبُولُ The guidance of being successful, by Allah of course, to accept the truth. Not just to hear the truth and to know it, but to accept it and to act upon it. وَهَذِهِ لَا يَنَلُهَا إِلَّا أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ This type of guidance is only for the people of faith, the people of Iman, the believers. قال إذن فقوله تعالى كلكم ضال إلا من هديته يعني وفقته إلا من وفقته للحق إلا من وفقته للحق وهي الهداية الخاصة أما الهداية العامة فهي حاصلة لكل أحد So therefore, this is how we should understand when Allah says all of you are astray except for those I have guided What type of guidance? Number one, number two in this one?
Number two,
of course. He says, all of you are astray except for those I have guided, meaning except for those I have given them success, made them successful to accept and to act upon the truth. And this is a special guidance. It happens only for those who accept the haqq and the truth by Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by tawfiq from Allah. أَمَّا الْهِدَايَ الْعَامَّةِ As for knowing the truth, and the books are sent, the messengers, that's for everybody. قَوْلُهُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَيْ أُطْلُبُوا مِنِّي الْهِدَايَةِ بِأَنْ تَقُولَ اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِنِي اللَّهُمَّ دُلَّنِي عَلَى الْخَيْرِ اللهم وفقني له اللهم ثبتني عليه تكثر يا عبد الله من الدعاء تكثر من الدعاء أن يهديك الله عز وجل says, As for the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said So seek guidance of me and I shall guide you So seek guidance of me He says meaning ask me for guidance Make dua Supplicate, invoke Allah for guidance. Meaning, and only from Allah. You don't ask guidance from graves. People go to a grave, oh, guide me. No. Only from Allah. Guidance is from Allah. Nobody else, not even a close angel can guide somebody, make them successful. No prophet, no messenger. Only Allah. Make successful whom he will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is adl. Allah is just to accept the truth. So therefore we ask it only from Allah. We don't ask it from nobody else. By saying, and the Shaykh he selected some dua, by saying, Allahumma ahdini. Learn this, say it in your dua, in your sujood. Constantly say, Oh Allah, guide me. Meaning what? Make me successful to be upon the truth. The second type of guidance we're talking about now. Allahumma dullani ala al-khayr. Oh Allah, make the path of good clear and easy for me. Allahumma waffiqni lahu. Oh Allah, make me from those who act upon good. Allahumma thabbitni ala al-khayr. Oh Allah, keep me firm upon Iman, upon Islam, upon the truth, upon good, see, upon guidance. Some people, yes, they are upon guidance, and before you know it, they're gone. Now you gotta ask Allah firmness. Ask Allah firmness as well. Allahumma ahdini, Allahumma saddidni, Allahumma thabbitni. Tukthir min ad-du'a an yahdiyaka Allah azza wa jalla. He says, you gotta make a lot of du'a. Constantly asking Allah, invoking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you guided. قال تعالى أهدكم هذا جواب الأمر فمن طلب من الله جل وعلا الهداية بصدق وإقبال ورغبة هداه لأنه قريب مجيب سبحانه وتعالى. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, all of you are astray except for those I have guided, so seek guidance of me, Allah says, and I shall guide you. And I shall guide you. We have to understand this statement. He says this is an answer. There is a condition. Whoever seek guidance of me, I shall guide him. But this happened to who? The Shaykh, he says, to those who ask Allah guidance while they've been truthful. They want to be upon the haqq. Not somebody really want to do bad things and, oh Allah, guide me, but he's still planning to disobey Allah. Person asking for tawbah, for example, because it is from the haqq. Asking for tawbah from some evil, but he's still involved with it. Person has to be truthful. And he has to have zeal and determined he wants to be upon the haqq. That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give him tawfiq. Not just to say it, Allahumma ahdini. Or just repeating behind, I don't know, somebody's making dua. Maybe that person is sincere and he just heard him and says, oh, me too, oh Allah. Some people, they may hear it, for example, in a khutbah, Jum'ah khutbah, that imam is saying, Allahumma ahdina ya Rab. Oh Allah, guide us. And then somebody, maybe that imam is sincere at that moment, and somebody is just like, oh, me too, oh Allah. Or just saying, Ameen. Because people are saying, now he has to come with truthfulness. The person have to be truthful and having been determined that that's what they want. I want to be on the path of Allah. Because there is no other path that guarantees happiness, joy, ease, stability in this life and the great reward in Yawm al-Qiyamah, but your path, oh Allah, that's what I want for myself. You have to sit with yourself. Go drive to some park, just you, and come to this conclusion. You have to. This is what I want. It's not like today you want the path of Allah, tomorrow you're on the path of the shaitan. And that's what some of us do, actually. One day we're all serious and we cry, Salat. And before you know it, they're upon the dunya and they're over there and you don't even see them in the masjid, they do in haram. And then they come back again, if Ramadan come back, they're in the masjid, in the first row, crying behind the imam, especially if the imam has a nice voice. You know how some imams in Ramadan, when they came to the ayats of hellfire, they repeat it 7 times. Until they hear people crying, then they go to the other ayah. Actually, what makes the people, the truthful people, cry, is the ayats of Tawheed. That's the ayat that make you cry. Not the voice of the imam. Some people, the ayat, subhanAllah, the ayat of Tawheed, that's what make them cry. And they cry in their hearts. They don't stop. Everybody know who he is. Oh, you see, the brother was crying. That was not from the way of the Salaf. The Salaf, they cried in Salat. They wet their beard. Nobody know. Nobody next to him don't even know if he cried. Inam, ikhwan. As for crying, people hear him from the parking lot, the Salaf didn't do that. The Salaf did not do that. No, they didn't do this. Yes, they were impacted by the ayats, but inside, in their hearts. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, but with truthfulness. This is what I want to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He answered the supplication. So this is very important for us. What do we want, ya akhi? It's like the dunya or the akhirah, which one? We should come to a conclusion ourselves. It cannot just like, I want to be in the Jannah, but let me do what I want to do in this life first. You cannot do whatever you want to do in this life. You want to do what's pleasing to Allah. And doing it out of love, because you know this is what is pleasing to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, strive, fight. You have a fight. Fight your desires. Fight the environments. Can't just be easy whenever somebody push you with his elbow, you're in a ditch. Yes, so some resistance. Can't just be bumped off the path just like that. You gotta be firm. Aynam. وَقَدْ وَعَدَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّ مَنِ اسْتَهْدَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَهْدِيهِ. Allah has promised, if someone is truthful, when they ask Allah for guidance, tawfiq to be upon the path of the Jannah, Allah will give them that. It's a promise from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ لَا يُخْلِفُ أَيْوَعْدَهُ. And we know that Allah never break His promises, subhanahu wa ta'ala, never. فَهَذَا مِمَّا يُؤَكِّدُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يُكْثِرَ مِنْ سُؤَلِ اللَّهِ الْهِدَايَةِ. The Shaykh says, this is, we take a lesson from this, that the servant should constantly ask Allah for guidance. Meaning the guidance of success, to be upon the haq and to be upon the truth. Not just to be a Muslim by affiliation, he or she, they Muslims, because they were born in a Muslim country, their parents give him a name, he's Abdul Rahman or Muhammad or Ibrahim or Nuh, and she is Ruqayya or Khadija or Aisha or Safiya. I think that's it, man. She has a Muslim name and she's born in a Muslim country, and that's all she needs. No. Gotta ask Allah guidance upon the haq, firmness upon the truth, and acting upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that firmness, ameen, and keep us firm upon it. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا